Welcome. Thank you guys for being here today. My name is Meryl, if I haven't taught you before. Today, we're continuing on our theme of real life, right? All month this month, this is what we're talking about at the studio, real life, and how our practice really serves our real life, how it helps us out in our day, at work, at home, at school. And what I'm offering today is just the reminder that this practice is a practice of the middle path. The middle path. And what I mean by that is that it's not a practice of achievement or perfection, right? And I see that, I hear that a lot in conversation. Often it's, you start a meditation practice and it's like, I'm going to have this Zen, peace, Buddhist monk-esque vibe to me, and I'll no longer be angry or impatient or, you know, fill in the blank. And today I'm going to ask you to believe that that's not true, okay? No matter how much we meditate or practice yoga, we will still have difficult days. There will be moments that are uncomfortable in small ways or huge ways. And our practice doesn't change that. Our practice offers us the chance to be in discomfort in a different way. Right? That's really it. It allows us to perhaps move through with either a little more ease or really just the understanding that this moment will change like every other moment in our lives. Right? So pre-practice, without a practice, it's most common that we're stuck in our moment. Right, we're really consumed by the moment, the story around it, how it makes us feel. And those moments can feel like they will never, ever change again. A mindfulness practice allows us to see how quickly a minute changes, how quickly a feeling or a thought rises up and falls away. It gives us a sense of balance as we move through our lives. Right? And it can't be that we're practicing for the end, for the goal, right? Because we don't actually get there. I have sat in so many trainings and retreats and with different teachers, and always the urge is to be like, well, how do I know when I'm there? How do I know when I'm doing it, achieving it? And the answer is that's not the point. Just practice. The practice is the way. There's a little sort of famous teaching story of a student and his teacher, and the student says to the teacher, "Is there anything I can do to become enlightened more quickly?" And the teacher responds, "As little as you could do to make the sun rise in the morning." And the student then says, "Well, what good are these practices that you prescribe?" And the teacher responds, "They're so that you're awake when the sun begins to rise. It's so you're awake for your life, for joy, for beauty, for peace." And so as we sit today, I invite you really to sit inside this middle path. This is not a path of trying 100% or a path of not trying at all. It's a gentle, relaxed alertness as we practice. So let's try this together. Finding a comfortable position that might be seated cross-legged on a cushion, might be seated in a chair with your feet flat. You might choose to lie down today, and if that's your choice, just set yourself up in a way that you won't fall asleep, right? Our hands rest comfortably. Our eyes softly close. And together as a group here, a nice inhale in and a sigh out. And an inhale in and a sigh. And our breath falls to its own natural pace. Inhaling and exhaling at your own tempo. And as we settle inside ourselves today, I'll share this quote as a piece of our intention. Peace. It doesn't mean to be in a place where there is no noise, trouble, or hard work. It means to be in the midst of those things and still be calm in your heart. And so we invite this sense of calm first through the body, feeling your forehead soften and broaden. And the skin around your eyes releasing some of its tension. The jaw, the tongue, the throat, all softening. And the shoulders might melt down the back a bit. Arms feeling heavy, long. Within our chest, we feel our breath. And perhaps we also feel a sense of unwinding there. The muscles around the heart releasing some of their grip. Feeling down through your belly, letting your belly relax. Your hips, your thighs. And gradually we take in this entire seated body. In a relaxed and awake space. And we guide our attention to our breath. Seeing if you can feel the inhale in. And feel the exhale out. Often it helps if you focus your attention right at the tip of the nose, where the breath first enters and first leaves. And the thoughts today will be the thoughts. And the distractions will be the distractions. And with the same patient smile you might show to a child, you just keep reminding yourself to notice the breath. Here's my inhale in. Here's my exhale out. And here's my inhale in. And here's my exhale out. And as we move ourselves into silence, see if you can let go of any need to resist or fight against or change the thoughts you have or how many you have or how you get distracted. See if you can let that be. Excuse me. See if you can let that be. And still notice the breath.
Taking a moment here just to feel your breath. And if you got lost, maybe noticing where you drifted off to. You might just lightly straighten your spine a bit, roll your shoulders back and down. Feeling yourself fully in this moment. And drawing one final breath in together. Release a sigh. Drawing your palms together in front of your heart, bow your chin. Taking a moment to thank yourself for carving this time out to practice, to be in the middle way. Thank you guys so much for being here or for listening. It's my honor to be with you. Namaste.